This Torah class is brought to you by TorahAnytime.com.
Okay, good evening. Welcome. Thank you for bearing the elements and coming in this cold weather. Tonight's halacha shir is entitled Magic Shows. It's quite a long sheet. If you're listening online, please email me at j.golker@gmail.com. I'll send you the handout. It's quite a long sheet, and I'll have to try and do it quickly because there's a whole parsha shir to come. But let's see how we can do this. It is, of course, connected to this week's parsha because, I don't want to call them magic tricks, but sticks turning into snakes and things like that do happen in this week's parsha. If you take a look at the first box, Vayeva Moshe v'Aaron el Paroi, Vayashlech Aaron es Mateu lifnei Paroi, v'lifnei Avodov v'hila sanin. All of a sudden, this stick turns into a snake. Aaron is showing Paro that he has, he means business. And then the next pasuk, interestingly, Vayikra gam Paro l'chachomim v'lemachashvim, he brings his magicians. They do the same thing. Now, just agav, there is an unbelievable malbim on this pasuk. The malbim is troubled by the malbim is apart from being the malbim, is a grammarian and he's a biblical Hebrew expert, and therefore he is troubled by the construction of the pasuk because the pasuk says vayasu gam him chatzum mitzrayim belateihem kein. Vayasu gam hem kein. Should just say they also did this. Why this change of lashon? Why it's a sort of a clumsy construction, as it were. Vayikra gam paro lechachamim. Vayasu gam hem chaturei mitzrayim belateihem kein. What's that? It's a very strange expression. Says the Malbim. Bier hahevdel ben ma'ase Aaron ma'aseim. This is demonstrating the difference between what Moshe Rabbeinu and Aaron did and the Egyptian magicians. Shehem lo osu taninim bepoel, because they didn't actually create snakes. Rak osu belateim, they just did with their necromancy, with their sort of charms. Rotzoloima betachbulas achiz asenayim, says the Malbim, this is just illusion. This is just sleight of hand. Sheoise b'mehirus, they do it quickly. Ad shemisoe es ayin haroya, until it sort of confuses the observer. Rotzoloima, listen to this. Sheheviu oiros shel taninim mesim. He brought skins of dead taninim, snakes, think crocodiles, like that. V'achartumim hoyu tachas or hataninim. And the Egyptian magicians were underneath the snake skins or the crocodile skins. V'hisna'anu tachdehem. And they started moving around underneath. Achenid meshu tanin chai misnanea. They pretended to be these big snakes. V'doyleg mimokon and mokon. They were jumping from this place to that place. U'mirov hamehirus. And through sort of speed. V'achizas enayim. And closing of the eyes, literally. Or just a holding of your eyes. Illusion. Sleight of hand. Nidme laharoim shemin amatzen nishavel tanin. It looked as if the stick turned into a snake, but actually it was pre-prepared. So you know the old Purim costume of a tiger or a lion or something like that. That's what's going on in this week's parasha according to the Malbim. Amazing. Anyway, so it's a good connection to talk about magic in halacha. There's a lot to say, but just to keep it very short, we'll do sort of a quick overview. The two important background sources are Gemaras in Sanhedrin. The first is a Gemara in Sanhedrin, Samachem with base. The Brisa says, Ton Rabbonin, Ma'oinein. There is a lav in the Torah called Loisa Oinenu, Ma'oinein. What exactly is that? Rav Shimon Omer Zehamar, it's taking some sort of liquid al ha'ayin and putting it over the person's eye. V'chachomim Omerim Zeh Ha'oiches Es Henayim. It's actually illusion, which we'll come to in a second. What exactly does that mean? And Rabbi Akiva says, "Zeh hamachashev itim v'shois." You sort of calculate auspicious times. Va'omer hayom yafalotzis lemocha yafalikach. Today is a good day to go out. Tomorrow is a good day to buy, to sell, whatever it may be. So three opinions: what ma'onin is, either taking some sort of liquid and putting it over your eyes, or according to Rabbi Akiva, machashev itim v'shois, calculating auspicious times. And the chachomim say achizas enayim. Now, what is that? Says Rashi, "Oichiz es enayim." You open and close people's eyes, and you show as if you're doing wondrous things. You're not doing anything, i.e., trickery, sleight of hand, illusion. So that's source number one. Source number two, the Gemara in Sanhedrin, Samach Zayin Amdalev, it's a Mishnah. We're not talking about loisa'inanu, we're talking about kishuf, hamachashev. Hamachashev, i.e., ha'oisa maisa, you do an act, says the Mishnah there, chayev. V'loi ha'oichez esenayim, and not mere, you know, trickery, illusions. Rabbi Akiva, amen, the Gemara explains that this is Rabbi Akiva explaining the Mishnah, the Tanakama. Shnayim loikdin kishuin. You, for example, you can have two people sort of harvesting cucumbers, echod loiket opota, echod loiket chayev. One could be gathering them in and he is exempt, he hasn't done anything wrong. The other is gathering them in and he's chayev. How so? Ha'osem ma'isa chayev, if he doesn't act, he's chayev. Ha'oichez esenayim potter, but if he merely does achiz esenayim, it's potter. Fine, so those are the two sources, loisa einenu and kishuf. Now, the trouble is, and this is where a lot of literature on this topic is spent, and that is a stira, seemingly a contradiction in the Rambam. Because the Rambam, when he codifies these Gemaras we just mentioned, he says the following. This is in Hilchas Avodah Zarah, Perek Yud Aleph, Halachates. Asa le'oinein, it is asa, it's prohibited to be involved in oinein, necromancy, let's call it. Afar pisha le'osa maisa, even if you didn't do anything, you're pretending something is actually true when it's not, and it's a clever, wise thing to do. And anybody who's engaged in this, he is chayev malchus. How so? Our pasuk. And so too, someone who does tricks, illusions, he's sort of pretending he's doing this wondrous thing. That's considered oinein, and therefore you get malchus. So according to the Rambam, a person does a trick, a rabbit out of the hat, when it's just nothing. Says the Rambam, there's a chiyuv malchus, there's a chiyuv min haTorah, and you've been over loisa oinenu. Next Rambam, in halacha tesvav, it's six halachas later. A mechashef, someone who does magic, chayev skila. He's chayev skila, one of the four, the most serious of the four mises based in. For who she'osa ma'isav k'shofim. That's when he actually does an act of magic. Avad ha'oichez esweinayim. But if he merely does some sort of illusion, for who she'yire she'nase, that he pretends to do something, v'loy also, leike makas maradus. He's only over malchus midrabonon. So the steer in the Rambam is, in the first halacha, he says there's a chiyuv deraisa, you get malchus midaraisa, and yet in the next halacha, he talks about a chiyuv derabanan. So what is it? So there are lots of resolutions to this problem. The Bach, I'm not going to have time to go through it all, but the Bach, in short, says there's two issues over here. One issue is loisa einenu, and one is kishuf, two separate things. And therefore, what comes out is that if there's no kishuf involved, there's no magic involved, and it's mere illusion, achiz asenayim, there is still an issa of loisa einenu, and your person will be chayev makas, which is a deraisa for that. However, once you use kishuf, then it depends if there's a maisa or not. If there is a maisa, then a person will be chayev misa. But if there's no maisa, then there's makas drabonon for the kishuf. But loisa einenu, there always still would be. So it turns out that according to the Rambam, pulling a rabbit out of a hat or any similar trick, even though you're not involving any magic and it's all sleight of hand, that is an issa deraisa. And we have a guest at our table, we eat with us pretty regularly, who does lots of magic and all these tricks. That's part of his parnasa. And you know, sometimes he does tricks at the table. And I mean, I sit him often on my right, so I can see exactly what he's up to. So one of his party tricks is he takes one of our glasses, you know, drinking glass, and he puts it under the table. He shows everyone. He puts it under the tablecloth. He makes a bit of a show of the whole thing, and he puts it under the tablecloth, and then he's sort of, you know, he's getting ready to sort of smash it, and I can see with his left hand and with sleight of hand, whilst he's sort of grabbing their attention and, you know, diverting them, he has removed the glass. He has just put a finger or something up there to give the appearance that there's something, you know, the glass is still there, but it's of course not. And then he sort of slams down, everyone ready, everyone's counting, can you see, you know, fist is clenched and their eyes are away from the glass. And then he goes, you know, bang, and everyone, oh my gosh, he's broken the glass, and nothing's there, of course, and he brings out the glass and it's all... Now, there's no kishuf there. That is called achizas einayim. Achizas einayim is mere illusion. It's nothing more than that. And therefore, that's pshat in the Rambam. So when the Rambam says that there's no kishuf, there's still an issa deraisa of lois oinenu. So there's still a chiyuv min haTorah of Malkus. Masha'enkin, if there was kishuf, then it depends. If there was real kishuf, if there was no kishuf, if there's kishuf, there's a maisa, then there's chiyuv misa. But if there's no maisa, then there'd only be a chiyuv midrabanan. But according to the Rambam, therefore, doing these sort of acts seemingly is an issa deraisa. So, you know, how do people do that? How do we deal with this? The Shulchan Aruch paskens like this Rambam. The Shulchan Aruch says eiches esoinaim is also, and the Shach says ayin bach shekosu b'shem Rambam. This is on the next page, paragraph 5. Tegam achiza sinaim she'en al de kishuv. Even achiza sinaim, which does not involve real magic, rak al de mar v'tachpuras al de kalas hatnus biyad is also. So it seems that the Shach and the Shulchan Aruch pasken like this Rambam that we've got a problem now. The Pischei Tshuva, to make matters worse, brings the Chaya Od, the Chochm Sodom, and he says, Shehisuraim al HaBatchonim. He sort of shouts against Batchonim. Nowadays we go to a Chasna, and if there's a Batchon or something, normally he's telling verse and song and telling about the family and the Chasna and the Kala and whatever it may be. But it's not really doing magic tricks. Maybe the Sheva Brachos, you'll see that. But not at the actual Chasna. But he complains against the Batchonim, Sha'isim Achiza Seinayim Ala Chasnas, Sheim Oivrim Belav Doraisa. V'hametzaveh La'asosom Oivah B'lifnei Iver. What's more, the guy who hired them, you call up the local Batchon who does these magic tricks, the person who hires them is Oivah Belav B'lifnei Iver. You've caused another person to do an Issa. If it's a Asad Issachel, and what's more, the audience who are watching shouldn't be watching. If the Batchan, the guy performing, is not Jewish, then it's okay to watch. You know, these are the issues. So it all seems quite strict. So what happens? What do we do? The saving grace is there are some more lenient opinions. Number one, the Radvaz argues with the Rambam. And he says that it's only a problem when you actually use Kach HaKishuf, proper magic. Now, like I said, the guy at my table is not using proper magic. That's number one. Number two, the Tiferes Yisrael says that sleight of hand without Kach HaKishuf, again, is okay. So the Tiferes Yisrael as well. And then there is a famous Tshuva of Rav Moshe Feinstein. And this is a fascinating Tshuva. We'll go through it quickly. Look what he says. V'zehu vada. This is towards the bottom of the second page in Sinyor Deh, Chelik Dalet Simen Yud Gimel. V'zehu vada dovar tumua. It seems very strange, says Ramosha. His perspective is fascinating. Sheyie shaykh issa. It seems strange to me, says Ramosha, that there could be a prohibition min haTorah l'misha tivay bekalus hatnua b'yoseh for someone using his natural dexterous talent. He's using his God-given natural talent to do something, and you're telling me this is also strange. I'll give you examples of what I mean, says Ramesha. For Ha'achim Shalchul Naftolim Mitzrayim, a few sedras ago, they sent the Achim, on the day of Yaakov Avinu's funeral, when he's being buried in Maras Machpelah, Esau comes along, protests. He says, listen, there was Avram and Sarah buried there, Yitzchak and Rivka, two more slots available. One is for you, Yaakov, one is for me, Esau. You've taken your one for Leah, the other one goes to me. And they said, no, but you sold it. And the Shvatim are arguing backwards and forwards. And eventually they say, well, prove to me that I sold it to you. We've got the shtar. Where's the shtar back in Mitzrayim? They send Naftali to run back. Says Ramesha, for Ha'achim Sholchul Naftali Mitzrayim Lahovi Shtar Mechira Mi'esov Liyakov Achelka Mumar Samachpela, they dispatched Naftali to run back to Mitzrayim to get the Shtar Mechira, the sale contract that Esav sold it to Yaakov. This is Gemara in Sotu Gimel. Hari Dehoyamuta. He's using his natural talents. He's running super fast. For Gam Shimshon, Hoyamuta Lishtamish Big Vrosa Mashuna, Shimshon Hagibar was able to use his remarkable powers, his strength. It's sort of superhuman. When he did all his remarkable strongman feats, it must have looked like some sort of magic, and yet no one complains about that. And there's no shyle even of Maris Ayin or anything like that. And certainly no Issa Mamish. So it seems strange that the person just is very dexterous, it can involve sleight of hand, that this should be Asa. So therefore, it would seem, says Rav Moshe, that it should be okay for a batchan to use sleight of hand in these sort of situations. It would only be a problem if the batchanim, the magicians, the entertainers, are intimating that they're using some sort of koach hakishuf. You know, they're using famous statements. You know, the phrase abracadabra. Yeah, where does it come from? Abracadabra. So I knew this, and I just googled it just to see if I was going mad or if I just made this up. But it's the there. He gives a few suggestions. The number one suggestion is it comes from the Aramaic, avra kadabra. Avra, I will create. Kadabra, as I'm speaking, through my words, I'm creating something. Ebore kadabra, avra kadabra. Right. So that's where it comes from. So if the person is intimating that he has magic powers, it's through some sort of potions or whatever. Afshu lachshim shirim. Then. Aval, and this is the bold sentence in the second paragraph of Ramesha. Avalim omrim sha'isim b'derech tivi. But if he says that I'm doing this through natural means, no animal or child was hurt in the production of this magic trick, and this is all natural. V'cheinu yodua mefursim, it's quite well known. Eini roe b'zeh shum issa. Says Ramesha, I don't see a particular problem. Okay? Now, it kills the show. Yeah, because if the guy stands up beforehand and say there's no real magic involved, this is just sleight of hand, then, now, whether you could do it afterwards, or not, it seems like you do it at the beginning. And therefore, and Ramosha carries on and says, no one actually asked me this question specifically, and therefore, I'm not going to actually say it's okay, but to say it's also, he says you can't really say that. At the end of the day, if someone stands up and says that this is actually not real magic, this is only, you know, I gave this shiur in school once, and you know, when you give it to a big class of boys, there's always going to be one or two magicians in there. So one of them, Taka, is, and he said to me he was aware of this, Ramesha, and what he does is, at the beginning of the show, he shows them one trick, how he does it. So they all know that there's no magic involved. It's just through sleight of hand or, you know, psychological diversion or whatever you want to call it. But then, the rest of the tricks, they know it's the same concept, but they're trying to guess how he does it. But they know there's no magic involved. Okay, maybe he should actually add and say, you know, this is remotion, and they should add that, and this is why it's okay. Maybe. One final word, and that is the last paragraph of Rambam. We started with the Rambam, we'll end with the Rambam. V'dvarim ho'elu kulam divrei sheker v'chozovim. Just bear in mind, all of this magic stuff, it's all nonsense. V'ein ro'el yisrael shem chachomim chukomim limoshech v'havolim elu. It's not appropriate for a noble Jewish person to be involved in this crazy stuff. And don't think that there is anything productive in this. Anyone who really thinks this is true, but the Torah says you can't do it, he's lacking knowledge, he's not sensible. Just be straight. Just be perfect and faithful in your Avodas Hashem. And therefore, don't get involved in too much in all of this. So just to summarize, what have we seen? The connection to the parasha is Aaron HaKohen is changing sticks into snakes. The Egyptians try to do the same. According to the Malbim, it's the good old sort of crocodile outfit. That was how this worked. Two important sources in the Gemara and Sanhedrin. One is Leis Ha'inanu and one is Kishuf. They're Stira in the Rambam. The resolution of the Rambam, according to the Bach, is that one is referring to Lo Sa'inanu, which always applies, and Kishuf, it depends. If there is Kishuf, then it depends if there's a Maisa or not. If there's a Maisa, there's a Chiv Misa, and if there's no Maisa, then it's Makas Midrabonim. But Lo Sa'inanu, it's a Deraisa, and for Makas Deraisa for that, there still will be. That's how the Shulchan Aruch, the Shach, and the Chochmas Adam Paskin. However, there are more lenient views, the Radvaz, Teres Yisrael, and the famous Tshuva of Ramesha, who is Matir. So long as he sort of people understand that this is natural, there's no real magic going on over here. Okay.
You've just experienced another Torah class brought to you by TorahAnytime.com.